Tallying the fallout of the recent flooding in South Louisiana may take weeks or months. Beyond property damage to homes and businesses, there are also environmental costs. As WWNO's Ryan Kailoth reports, some watchdog groups are measuring those costs on their own.
Scott Eustace and Jonathan Henderson left the house before dawn last Tuesday. They'd scheduled a small plane flight out of Lakefront Airport for 9:30 a.m. But now, with Air Force One landing in Baton Rouge that morning, they had to push their takeoff time up to 6:30.
Like how close to airline highway the floodwater's getting.
The impetus for the flight was to check on high-risk industrial sites, like oil storage tanks and chemical plants, to make sure they weren't flooded out and causing problems. Riding in a small four-seater prop plane, the pair would fly slow and low over more than 20 such sites, taking photos and video and making sure nothing was amiss. The two were part of a group called the Gulf Monitoring Consortium, started after the BP oil spill.
The Gulf Monitoring Consortium is a rapid response group of nonprofits. We're out looking for leaks, spills.
At his day job, Scott Eustace is a wetland specialist for the nonprofit Gulf Restoration Network. He does more than 8 flights like this a year.
There's lots of industrial facilities. They have a lot of stormwater ponds that have likely been overwhelmed in the past week.
And Eustace says industry can't be relied on to report pollution problems on a normal day. Say an oil pipeline is under construction when a bad thunderstorm hits. Eustace has seen bad results.
When the rains come, industry leaves their mess all over the place. And because it's all happening at the same time when everything is absolute chaos, there's no one holding them accountable. So of course, we don't want to see any pollution. We want them to keep it clean, but we know from reading their permits that they're not prepared.
Not prepared for bad weather, let alone historic floods. The plane is steered by a volunteer pilot with Southwings.
You can roll when you're ready.
It's a nonprofit that helps environmental watchdogs get up in the air when they need to.
There's some new sand pits, but I think they're in front of you, probably off your 1130.
That's pretty dramatic right there. You see that, Scott?
Jonathan Henderson spots slimy water coming up from an old oil field. He posts photos of pollution on his blog, Vanishing Earth.
It's like a nasty, slimy color. Hey, dip your wing just a little bit.
For 3 hours, the pair inspect pipeline construction sites, industrial waste pits.
This is the refinery that caught on fire the other week.
We're going to start our turn toward Denham Springs.
The plane got quiet passing over East Baton Rouge as the scope of flood damage came into view. Pilot Emmett Bartholomew had flown over last week. He knows people in the area.
This whole area was flooded incredibly bad, and the water has receded a good bit from 4 or 5 days ago.
How high did it go, the water?
All you saw was water. You didn't see ground here. Well, we got in and out. Air Force One couldn't even stop us.
Scott Eustace says he didn't spot any egregious problems, though there are a couple things he'll follow up on. That suspicious scum on the water coming up from the old oil field, and the question of where all this debris will go.
During Katrina, we had a lot of landfills that sprung up overnight in places where they shouldn't have been, in wetlands where they polluted the water, and so we'll be watching to make sure that doesn't happen this time.
Henderson says even though they didn't see that much, the flyover was needed. Some of the facilities that flooded have let illegal pollution go unreported in the past.
We went to these facilities that flooded out and we filed the reports. It wasn't until after we filed the reports that they filed the reports, right? And so if nobody's watching them, then they can get away with it.
In the meantime, he's more concerned with flood recovery efforts, and he hopes the people of South Louisiana will get the attention they deserve.
It's not New Orleans. It's not this, you know, famous city that, you know, the whole world seems to love. You know, these places are, we know where they are, but they're not tourist attractions. And so we just can't let these people just be forgotten.
For WWNO, I'm Ryan Kailoth.
Support for WWNO's Coastal Desk comes from the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Koipu Foundation, and the Walton Family Foundation.